It has been about 5 months since the deadly H5N1 bird flu strain was first detected in Nigeria. Despite repeated government assurances that its containment measures are working, experts say the outbreak is far from over. Dr. Bala Mohammed is the Secretary General of the Nigerian Veterinary Association.
There has been some kind of resurgence in Taraba and Lagos. And except for some few people that believe, you know, bird flu has gone, but for those who are on the job, the heat is still on. You have some new cases in Lagos, some new cases in Taraba.
Researchers say Nigeria may have been hit by different strains of bird flu, raising the risk of human contagion. Experts warn that unless the Nigerian outbreak is effectively dealt with immediately, there is now a real chance that the virus could become transmissible among humans, leading to the possibility of a pandemic. Food and Agriculture Organization representative in Nigeria, Helder Mutaya, says surveillance is being stepped up to get a clearer picture of the current outbreak.
That's why we have designed an active surveillance program, because we have to know. Until the moment where we had a very passive surveillance strategy, so let's have a very active surveillance. That means to go to the field and to find out what's going on there, instead of waiting for people to announce any outbreak. So we are starting very soon an active surveillance to know exactly what's going on.
Nigerian veterinarians are pushing for radical changes in efforts to stem the bird flu outbreak, as Dr. Mohammed explains.
A whole lot of problems that I feel will have to be sorted out until the issue of surveillance, compensation, decontamination, until things are done professionally, until regulatory agencies collaborate, until we get either remotely or actively getting the farmers to report cases, we are not going to get out of the problem.
The World Health Organization says bird flu has infected 223 people since December 2003, killing more than 130 worldwide, primarily in Southeast Asia. Gobede Costa for VOA News, Abuja.